This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
It's a revolution. Throw your hands up, 'cause we never gave.
One of my few regrets is my inability to reduce the polarization and meanness in our politics.
You've seen an extreme faction of the Republican Party that has shown again and again and again that they're willing to hijack the entire party and the country and the economy.
Way members of Congress and the House Republicans in particular don't get to demand ransom in exchange for doing their job.
That ideological extremism and maximalist position is much more prominent right now in the Republican Party.
I think it's somewhat ironic to see some members of Congress wanting to make common cause with the hardliners in Iran.
You don't negotiate by putting a gun to the other person's head, or worse yet, by putting a gun to the American people's head by threatening a shutdown.
Think about what we could do if a reckless few didn't hold the economy hostage every few months.
I cannot think of a more potent recruitment tool for ISIL than some of the rhetoric that's been coming out of here during the course of this debate.
They are promoting policies that harm millions of Americans. They're not necessarily cold-hearted. They just sincerely believe that if we give more tax breaks to a fortunate few, and we invest less in the middle class, and we reduce or eliminate the safety net for the poor and the sick, and we cut food stamps, and we cut Medicaid, and we let banks and polluters and credit card companies and insurers do only what's best for their bottom line without the responsibility of the rest of us, then somehow the economy will boom, and jobs and prosperity will trickle down to everybody.
The tone of our politics hasn't gotten better since I was inaugurated. In fact, it's gotten worse.
I'm not sure, you know, it's like you got to love him. I mean, his perspective is certainly, it's his perspective. It's on his side. And, you know, and it's like, who's hijacking whose party? And yeah. And of course, we had to do a little Taylor Swift music. I mean, for all the young girls out there and her acceptance speech at the Grammys and kind of a soft little slam down of Kanye a little bit, huh?
Yeah, a little bit. But maybe that's what the guy deserves at this point.
Well, and of course, you know, the people that understand, they got the message. They understood what she was saying without her being as overt as Kanye was, you know, coming up, you know, drunk and taking the microphone out of her hands, several years ago. But here it is, you know, two-time winner, album of the year. Congratulations to Taylor Swift and congratulations for letting Kanye West know in a very respectable manner that he's out of line.
Yeah. We had a big conversation about this around the studio yesterday, and we kind of came to the conclusion that both of them need to just let it go at this point. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, come on, you know. But yeah, definitely she was the respectable one in this case for sure.
To be fair though, he did in his new album just release that there is a direct insult to Taylor and it was released the other day.
Yeah, so. Exactly, Scott and Shane. I mean, I hear you, and that's the deal. I mean, yeah, I think you know. Class always has a way to expose itself, and Taylor Swift is a young woman. Demonstrated a lot of class compared to his lack of class in that line about her in that cut from that album you're talking about, Scott.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because it's not a very flattering line either. I mean, it was pretty. It was mean.
Pretty inflammatory. Yeah.
Well, you know, but here it is. You know, she, I think, found a way to stay on the higher ground, and encourage other young women out there. You know, she says there's going to be people along the way who'll try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame. And she said this as she accepted the award. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you're going to look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you up there. And it'll be the greatest feeling in the world. Thank you for this moment. Very well said, Taylor Swift. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's just about 5 after the top of the hour.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hello, America. It's Bill Martinez coming at you. Good to have you along with us. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. We come to you every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 Eastern in over 270 markets across these United States and now around the world via shortwave. Our next guest, always good to have him with us, and it's a pleasure to have him back, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, who was born in the U.K. to parents who escaped communism during the Hungarian Revolution of 1956. He's an internationally recognized authority on issues of national security, irregular warfare, terrorism, and democratization. Dr. Gorka, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's take a look at where we are right now. Lots of debate on national security. I have maintained that it is experience that defines preference, and we've had a lot of opportunity to redefine our national security under the current conditions that the United States lives under, Dr. Gorka.
Yes, I think you're absolutely right. We are living in an age where national security is once again at the forefront. If you just look at the presidential campaign that's going on right now, at least on one side, at least on the Republican side, it really is a national security election year. The way people will be judged, the way candidates will be judged, is how seriously they take the threat of events such as San Bernardino, what they represent to the American people, and whether they have an answer to deal with the global jihadist movement, not just 8,000 miles away in the Middle East, but here on the streets of the United States as well.
Well, you heard what President Obama said recently at the mosque in acknowledging that most Muslims are peaceful, but yet I thought that the speech began to open the dialogue a little bit. It's been a long time coming. I think it was tough for him in certain degrees to admit to the current situation, but he had to. But I don't think he put enough focus and pressure on Muslims to be the spearhead of anything that's going to mollify these radicals.
Yes, I tend to agree with you. There seems to be a perverse sense of priorities inside the administration, especially inside the president's Department of Justice. Whenever there's an attack, when the threat of jihadism rears its ugly head, instantly, we just saw this after San Bernardino with the Attorney General, instantly the focus is on Islamophobia. You have the Attorney General saying after San Bernardino that bit of movement. The fact that he didn't warm up his old talking points at the prayer breakfast on you know how the Crusades are just as evil as what Islam is doing today or the jihadis are doing today. Maybe his tempering of his criticism of Christianity is a reflection of the fact that slowly somebody is waking up and coming to a realization of what really is the greatest threat to America today.
Well, Dr. Gorka, I know you understand this better than most people. I just got back from Israel, and what really caught my attention was the understanding of the indoctrination of generations of young people that have, had their worldview altered in such a way that this is not going to be an overnight issue. This is a generational issue because people so long, just like in our country, are being reoriented and indoctrinated on a thought that doesn't necessarily advance the American cause.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think it's very hard. Well, when you're just, grinding away, trying to make your car payments at the end of the month, you're doing your 9-to-5 or whatever it is, the idea that there are whole generations of human beings from Central Asia to North Africa to the Middle East to Asia that have been brought up on their mother's milk on a hatred, on an ideology that anybody who disagrees with their leader's view of the world is an infidel and must be killed. We've seen, the idea that from September in Israel, we've had this new intifada of stabbings.
Exactly.
Young couples, mothers murdered in front of their children. It's very difficult for us or for the average American to understand that there are kindergartens in the Middle East and elsewhere where day in, day out, the hymn or the mantra of what is being taught is that the Jew, the Christian, must be murdered, must be killed, and that is how you glorify Allah, and that is how you serve Islam. So it's hard for us to contend, to comprehend, but that's the only way, for example, that we have, the logic of suicide bombings occur in real life.
Exactly. Well, and to your point, the day before we left Israel, Dr. Gorka, in Bethlehem, the birthplace of Jesus, a woman with four children in her home, a Palestinian breaks in and knifes her to death. So
yes,
exactly what you're saying.
Right. No, I was there on New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. I was a mile away from the bar in Tel Aviv where that individual pulled out his submachine gun, sprayed it into a Jewish bar and killed two young men. So, yeah, it's something Israel understands very, very well. But I'm not sure that most voters here in America understand how ingrained this ideology is.
Well, we're starting to see it, even in our own country, as I mentioned. You just go to a college campus in the United States and you hear what these kids are spouting and you go, whoa, I mean, their parents are spending $50,000, $75,000 a year for this kind of education and their child is being re-indoctrinated. And it's quite a shock for parents around the country come Thanksgiving when they're talking to their kids and you go, what alien just took over my kid's body? And I just paid the institution $75,000 last year to reorientate my child and turn him into something. I have no idea where he's coming from.
Yeah, there's a wonderful video, or rather disturbing video, your listeners should have a look online. If you go to YouTube, you can watch a video by a young Jewish man who decided to do an experiment on the campus of an American university. In the first video, he stood in the middle of the campus and for 2 hours waved the black flag of ISIS, the jihadi flag. Mm. And how did the students react on the campus of one of America's Ivy League colleges? It's not that they ignored him. It was quite the opposite. The video shows people applauding him, congratulating him, saying things like, wow, are you a religious revolutionary? Do you hate Israel? That's shocking. not the West Bank, that's not Gaza, that's not Islamabad. Yes. That's an American university.
Dr. Gorka, let me stop you right there because we have to go to break. This is...
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your script before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
When I met you in summer.
Back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Our conversation continues with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group. Dr. Gorka, I do want to pick up on where we left off, but before we do, I do want to talk about the GorkaBriefing.com and how our audience can get engaged with you.
Yes, so we have our company, Threat Knowledge Group, that supports the military and law enforcement and intelligence community. But if your listeners want to access everything that I do that's publicly available, it's at thegorkabriefing.com. That's G media. There's actually a 10-part video lecture on understanding ISIS. So we have there the report that we did at Threat Knowledge on the domestic threat of ISIS here in the United States. So it's a kind of go-to place for all the information you could want on jihadi threats to the United States.
Yeah, and ladies and gentlemen, you need to be aware of what's going on. I mean, when the FBI is saying there's close to 1,000 open files and investigations on threats here in the United States, this includes every state of the union. This is why go to thegorkabriefing.com. It's important for us to be aware because now more than ever, Dr. Gorka, I find myself as I go through my everyday life, my military training, you know, kicks in and my head is on a swivel, and we need more Americans watching each other's sixes as we're going down through life here. We need to be more aware.
Totally, I couldn't agree more. So the one thing we must internalize, which the people of, you know, the UK where I lived internalized during the 1980s when it was the IRA that was the threat, it's the reality that the Israelis have to live with every day. It's the fact that the threat is here and it's walking the street around you. That every American is now the front line of this war. It's not just what our brave men and women are doing in Iraq or Syria or anywhere else in the world. Mm-hmm. It's right here. You may be the first person who sees and has to respond to a jihadi attack, or the other thing, which is just as important, if not more so, you know, jihadis don't do things randomly. They don't shoot from the hip. They surveil. They prepare. So when you see something suspicious, you must report it. They go to the sites they wish to attack. They video them. They take notes. If somebody had really spoken up about what they saw happening in San Bernardino, that attack potentially could have been averted. So
exactly.
Everybody has a role to play.
Well, and like you say, Dr. Gorka, the opposite is true as well. Not only could you be the first one to stop, but perfect case in point, what happened in San Bernardino, you could be the first one to turn your head and ignore the obvious.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a very real choice. You have to either understand we are at war, and once you understand that, you need to choose a side. There's no, when we're talking about people who are prepared to cut your head off manually or to burn you alive, you really have to choose whose side you're on.
Well, you know, the amazing thing to me, again, just getting back from Israel, it brings to mind when you have an enemy, a sworn enemy, says, I don't like you, I want you dead. I agree with Bibi Netanyahu. I'm not sure how you negotiate with that, because then all you're negotiating is how you're going to die. But they've made it real clear. They don't like Israel. They don't like America. They want to see us all dead. And we're fooling ourselves if we think they don't.
Let me use a quote I use with the people that I work with. They once asked an old survivor of the Holocaust who'd seen his whole family killed during the reign of the Nazis or die in the concentration camps. They asked him, what's your one big lesson from what you saw and what the horrors you experienced during the Holocaust? And without hesitation, he simply said, oh, that's very easy to answer. The one conclusion I have is, when a group of people repeatedly say they want to kill you, sooner or later, you really should take them seriously. And this is what we face today. We are facing a group born out of the first Afghan war in 1979 that has for decades said, we are the infidels. We must be enslaved or we must be killed. It is time that we understood that and took the war to the enemy.
Yeah, that threat is real and it is present, no doubt about it. Going back to what we talked about before the break, Dr. Gorka, about the campus situation where the black ISIS flag is being waved and the students, basically, they're rallying around it and congratulating the person waving the flag. That's unusual. Now, you said that's on a YouTube video. What is that titled under? Do you remember?
I don't know, but the individual who made it, his first name is Ari, A-R-I. So if you just go to YouTube or Google and look for a campus video, Ari, jihadi flag. And mm-hmm. What's also interesting is after he did that, he did the other experiment. He stood for, in the same same place for an hour and a half, waving the flag of Israel. And what happened then? He was lambasted, he was criticized, he was shouted at as a fascist. So this is really the disturbing reality, that we've created a generation in many parts of America that is anti-American, that doesn't value the values that the nation was built upon, and this facilitates and strengthens the jihadi narrative as well. So
exactly.
I really encourage your listeners to search for those videos, to check them, and in fact, I'll probably put a link to them on thegorkabriefing.com.
And we'll get it linked as well, and we will also link to the GorkaBriefing.com as well at BillMartinezLive.com, Dr. Gorka. Now, you know, what you're saying really plays to the point that I made earlier, and that is that we find ourselves with a generational problem. This is nothing that's going to get cleaned up overnight, especially when you see this contrast of two flags on this campus. This seems to be the order and the sentiment of the day. So how are we going to reverse that?
Well, I mean, all serious problems, no matter what they are, whether it's jihadism, malaria, you name it, every single significant problem, its solution boils down to one thing, education and leadership. We need a leadership in the White House that is prepared to call the enemy for what it is, and the word they need to use is evil, just the same way as Ronald Reagan called the Soviet Union evil. We are facing a jihadi movement that is the embodiment of evil. Second, we have to educate ourselves and everybody around us. Everybody has a responsibility to understand what the enemy is doing, what they wish to do in America, and to tell their friends and to prepare. One of the best things your audience can do is to read the ISIS magazine. They have an English language jihadi magazine called Dabiq, D-A-B-I-Q, Dabiq. It's like Al-Qaeda's Inspire magazine. The Clarion Project allows you to access clean versions of it, and you should, if you want to wake up and understand the threat to America, read Dabiq. It is already on issue 12, and it really is a peek inside the mind of jihad.
Well, it's quite an eye-opener, Dr. Gorka, when we see the enemy for what it is, and we can be thankful for, you know, people like Dr. Ben Carson and even Donald Trump that have knocked down the walls of political correctness, because all these ideals have been running rampant, not only on the college campuses, but throughout this country, all under the guise of political correctness, because we cannot call evil for what it is. But I see a kind of a rebirthing, so to speak, and a hunger for truth in this country that is bringing those walls down and could be our saving grace.
I think this is a moment of potential reawakening. I think you're right. I think the potential leadership shown by some of the candidates, the forthrightness, the probity that people like Carson demonstrate, the committedness, the fervor, the energy of those like Rubio and Cruz, and by the way, I'm also very impressed with what the less than front runner Carly Fiorina has done in the national security domain. So yeah, this could be that moment, Bill.
Without a doubt. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, chairman of the Threat Knowledge Group, be sure and go on the website. You want to bookmark it, thegorkabriefing.com, to stay in the flow of the know, as they say. Dr. Gorka, thank you so much for being with us.
This report is brought to you by Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo and No Barriers Warriors are teaming up for the third consecutive year to empower veterans through the Warriors to Summits Expedition Series. One of many experiences No Barriers Warriors offers veterans with disabilities to help them overcome obstacles and unleash their full potential. Selected veterans will embark on grueling expeditions to Wyoming, New Hampshire, and Colorado. Through these transformative journeys, participants will push their boundaries while reflecting on their past, recognizing where they are now and developing a vision for their future. This mental and physical challenge will help veterans make a significant change in their lives. John Toth, Director for No Barriers Warriors.
We're excited to offer three expeditions in 2016 and help transform even more veterans' lives.
To apply for the Warriors to Summits 2016 Expedition Series, or to learn more, please visit warriorstosummits.org. Applications will be accepted through March 4th at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I just want to be with you. It's good to be sharing a part of your day with you. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, if you want to drop me an email, comes to me direct, by the way, bill@billmartinezlive.com. We always love hearing from you. You know, in this day and age with all the that's going on around, the reason I chuckle is I'm thinking about, you know, South Carolina right now. It is their turn to be carpet bombed with all these political messages. The rhetoric that's flying around, especially with the passing of Judge Scalia, I don't know, call it hypocrisy, call it double standards, whatever it is that you want to call it, but our culture has been infected greatly by it. And our next guest, Rabbi Yonason Goldson, can give us some perspective on this. He's the author of Proverbial Beauty, Secrets for Success and Happiness from the Wisdom of the Ages. Rabbi, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, great to have you here, especially at a time when I believe your perspective is needed. You know, quite interesting that Gallup had conducted a poll several months back, probably about 6 months ago, and much of America, the majority of America, is saying, hey, where's the church? Where are the people that have a handle on the moral compass of our culture? They're not speaking up. And, you know, I find it quite ironic because for so many decades, it seems, or at least this past decade, they've been telling people with any kind of moral perspective to, you know, take your rhetoric and we're going to set that aside for right now. We've got it under control. And now they find themselves in trouble and they're upset that the people with a moral compass or a sense thereof are not speaking up. What's going on here?
It's really remarkable that what seems to have happened is that as a society we've come to worship ideology instead of values. There was a very insightful article in the American Standard a few weeks ago that suggested that politics is the new religion. And the problem with that is that when it comes to religion, there's no room for compromise. I believe what I believe. Frequently, religious beliefs are dogmatic. And so I'm on the side of good, and anyone who opposes me is on the side of evil, and therefore I'm willing to excuse bad behavior on one side, but I'm not willing to excuse it on the other. And this kind of double standard, it destroys all potential for cooperation, any kind of communal cohesion. We can't get along because we are entrenched in our positions and everybody on the other side is a villain. And maybe the clearest example of this is with political correctness. Mm-hmm. Because political correctness, of course, comes from this concept of civility. I'm supposed to show respect for people despite our differences. But why do you find that the people who are the most fervent supporters of political correctness are often the most uncivil? They're the ones who are willing to say anything and think they're justified in saying anything about people they don't agree with. I think you can start to find an answer in why we needed a new name. In other words, if there's already a concept of civility, why do we need to start calling it political correctness? And I think that the heart of it is in the political component. Because what is civility? It's a personal guide that governs my conduct towards other people, but political correctness is a weapon that I can use to bully others into conforming with what's acceptable to me. So by making it political, which now has taken on this sort of religious fervor behind it, the whole ethic of civility is disintegrating, and we're descending further and further into a state of affairs where we simply can't get anything done because we refuse to work together.
Exactly. And Rabbi, this is, after you've gone through this whole process, I mean, we can analyze and discover the elements, but who's going to be the first one to say, okay, I'm going to get out and unstuck from this ideological paradigm and be more of a respecter of values than ideology?
Yeah, well, this is a major theme in my book Proverbial Beauty, that ultimately the change that we can make with the greatest guarantee of success is the change in ourselves.
Exactly.
If we start speaking civilly, if we treat others with respect, if we engage people we don't agree with, by the way, they say this is one of the best ways to forestall the effects of Alzheimer's and dementia, aside from doing crossword puzzles. You can engage people you don't agree with. You're forced to then articulate what you believe. You're forced to listen to other people, to engage them in a meaningful way. It uproots this plague of groupthink that is tearing us apart. And slowly we can try to send out ripples. But as you say, it takes a certain amount of courage to stand up to people I don't like, and even more to stand up to people who are on my side.
Well, it's quite interesting because by experience, Rabbi, I found that the people that I found initially to be most unlikable later become my dearest friends, and I'm so grateful that they're in my life because there is that counter, opposing viewpoint that's so necessary in life. Dynamic tension of discussion and ideas, I believe, is so essential, and that's why I'm thankful to God that He didn't give any one person all the goods.
Absolutely. You know, in the physical world, nothing works without friction. If there weren't friction, our tires would just spin in our cars, and nothing would work. There has to be, as you say, that kind of tension. And when we engage, King Solomon says in Proverbs, as iron sharpens iron, so one man, the words of one man to his fellow, that when we can actually engage in challenging one another and in challenging ourselves, to look at things from a different perspective, to entertain the possibility that maybe someone else has some element of truth or some element of reason in his position, even if it's not exactly what my preconceptions tell me. And we can gain so much more as individuals and as a society.
Well, herein lies the opportunity. We are in a very contentious environment, as you say, Rabbi, with the political environment, the presidential campaign well underway. I mean, the mud is being slung. I mean, it is all but gone nuclear. And what I sense and hope for is maybe we need to go through this process. Maybe this is a lancing of a deep boil that needs to be drained and cleaned up. And maybe we somehow through this process, we can evacuate some of this ill will and these feelings that are locking things up and not getting us anywhere except in the wrong direction.
Well, I certainly hope you're right. I'm finding it profoundly disappointing what I've seen going on. I think that we really had a number of very attractive candidates who are not getting the kind of traction that they should. I know Marl Eisen said that the Republicans seem to be the circular firing squad. They're determined to destroy each other, and even the last man standing may be too deeply wounded to actually make a successful bid.
Well, this has been the case certainly in the last couple cycles with Mitt Romney. You know, you look at what happened with John McCain. You know, it's just been one story after another where, like you say, they're firing guns in their own tent here.
Yeah, I think Mitt Romney was a terrible tragedy. I mean, to have a Republican, a conservative, a businessman who could run one of the most liberal states in the country, and he didn't get support. You know, Romney, when Romney lost to Obama, Obama had fewer votes to win than John Kerry had to lose when he lost against George W. Bush.
Exactly.
Because the base didn't come out to support him because he wasn't the right flavor of conservatism for them.
Yeah, there it is. Well, it's the environment we live in, ladies and gentlemen. And, what kind of change do you want? You know, 7 out of 10 of us agree that we're on the wrong track. And I say, hey, that's good observation. Now, what are you going to do about it? Well, go be that change that you want to see in others, right? Rabbi, I think maybe that's a good start. As you say, it's a self-responsibility kind of thing.
Absolutely. It's the only place we really can start.
Rabbi Yonason Goldson has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rabbi. It's 19
pleasure.
Before the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How important is it for you to take your medications at the right time of day? Very important, according to today's AARP health tip. More after this.
Looking to save money on Medicare Part D? Switch your prescriptions to Walgreens. With copays as low as $1, you could be looking at some real savings. And now you can preview the cost of your scripts before you fill with Walgreens' new Medicare prescription copay quote. And that's kind of a big deal. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Quote subject to change and available only for select Part D plans. $1 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Some drugs are best used in the morning. Others should be taken in the evening or right before going to bed. There's a science to timing drugs to achieve the greatest benefit with the lowest risk of unpleasant side effects. It's called drug chronotherapy. So never change the timing of your drugs without first discussing it with your doctor or pharmacist. For more, go to AARP.org.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
What would you think if I sang out a tune?
We're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. James Hurston, the one and only, yes, as a matter of fact, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. He's admitted to practice in the U.S. Supreme Court, has made several appearances there on various landmark decisions, including you had some time with Justice Scalia, right, James?
Yeah, I mean, well, over the years I've practiced Supreme Court cases. I've had briefs filed with the Supreme Court for the last 15 or 20 years, and I had the privilege of meeting Justice Scalia actually at an event that took place out here in California, and I got him to sign his latest book as well. Mm. He was gregarious, joyful, quick-witted, struck me as eminently healthy, and actually, on a side note, I really believe someone of this import to the country that there should be an autopsy to determine, you know, what his real cause of death is. I think there were two judges in Texas, and one of them said no autopsy, and another judge said there should be an autopsy.
Exactly.
And so I don't know what's going to happen here, but he was found with a pillow over his face. And so I just think it took quiet people even from thinking, you know, evil speculation that they should do an autopsy. But that being said, this was a guy, you know, there's so many things about him that are so unique. One, of course, is that he was an originalist that believed in the text of the Constitution and was able to take complex legal concepts and communicate them with such clarity and even with good humor, so much so that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who served on the court with him at the D.C. Circuit, became his best friend.
Yes, exactly.
Traveling together, the Scalia and the Ginsburgs mm-hmm. together. One of the things she said is even though she's on the opposite side of the political spectrum, legal spectrum, every time she wrote an opinion, even back on the D.C. Circuit, and there was a Scalia dissent, it would make her legal thinking sharper and make her opinion better. And she said he, you know, just praised him up and down and was very classy about it, of course, because he was her friend, unlike the President of the United States, who immediately, on the day of Justice Scalia's death, goes out and politicizes, as we've seen him do over and over again.
Yeah, he just
very
couldn't
crass,
let it rest. Exactly.
Very no, ugly and, you know, and also started up a political rhetoric battle that, of course, my prayer is that the Republicans continue in what they're saying now, even Mitch McConnell, that they should not approve, even though Obama's going to throw all the cards out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he has an African-American woman lesbian from outer space as his appointment. But he's going to go as far left as possible, as quickly as possible, and Harry Reid's going to be telling the press that the Republicans are shutting down the government and not fulfilling their obligations, they're obstructionists and everything else. And
of course,
the press will magnify that, and so we have to pray that those without a backbone grow a backbone.
Well, I don't know if that's possible, but certainly it's like, hey, look, you know the fight's coming, so you better be prepared. And, you know, too often the Republicans find themselves in the balls of their, you know, on their heels as opposed to the balls of their feet in being proactive. I mean, like,
yes,
they think that the president is not going to offer up somebody. I mean, this could have an incredible impact, more so than Hillary Clinton getting elected. I mean, this could have an impact for at least the next two, if not three decades. I mean, after all, look at what happened with Scalia, right?
We cannot take that kind of thrust leftward. Mm-hmm. I mean, our liberties are in danger as we speak, and we would inevitably lose the Second Amendment. I mean, lose it completely. We would also have, on social issues, a setback beyond belief, and the expansion of government intrusion through, for example, with the Supreme Court just recently, their recent decision to basically stop EPA regulations until a trial was heard.
Right.
Things like that. But they're already going to be damaged this year if the court goes ahead and hears cases, because when there's a 4-4 split, the lower court ruling stands.
Right.
And there's a lot of bad lower court rulings that were appealed to the Supreme Court. So this is not... You know, this is a very dangerous moment in American history.
Well, the way the trajectory has been going, even our First Amendment rights, James, you know, our First Amendment freedoms would suddenly become small f, if f at all.
Yes.
I mean, just between us big boys, I mean, that just seems to be the way they're going. Well, you know, it was interesting that you would bring up the pillow, because I thought it was odd as well, even though the owner of the ranch was talking about how peaceful Justice Scalia looked, and but it was like, and then you hear about a pillow over his head, and you go, what is all that? So it leaves a lot up to conjecture, and I agree with you that I think that they should definitely do an autopsy, and why not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. And I would think the members of his family, by the way, Scalia was a happily married man with 9 children.
Exactly.
I would think that the family would want to determine exactly what the cause of death was, even for their own information, nothing to do with thinking there's foul play. And he's just too important a figure. I mean, we're talking about the heart and soul, not Justice Roberts by any stretch, but the heart and soul of the right side of the United States Supreme Court, and a guiding light for them. So this is a huge loss for America, just unbelievable, and a huge loss of a great religious. By the way, Scalia's religious views were not dissimilar to Mel Gibson. He was a traditionalist.
Raised Catholic, yeah.
But a traditionalist Catholic who went to the old mass like Mel Gibson does.
Mm-hmm.
And he once was asked, do you think that poses any problem? And he did the gesture from The Sopranos where you sort of stroke under your chin with your hands. That's what I say to those people. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, he's a feisty guy, and I feel like I lost just a loved one, you know, that I think we all do.
Well, no doubt about it. Well, I did want to talk about your column a little bit here regarding President Obama. He went to the left coast raising money. Wouldn't you love to have been in those secret meetings that he had with the Hollywood elites? I mean, what is he telling them? Hey, calm down. Hillary's okay. Yes, emails, shmemails, not a problem. She's all good. Just keep opening up that checkbook, and we'll take care of it.
Yeah, I mean, he met with the number one bundler of the Democrats, the DreamWorks CEO, Jeffrey Katzenberg. He met with another fat cat Democrat fundraiser, the chairman of Walt Disney Studios, Alan Horn, and Will Smith. Those three. And the key thing to know, this was a secret. It was never mentioned to reporters. It was not on the written schedule. The reporters, you know, the press pool travels with the president on Air Force One, and afterwards somehow it leaked out, and it was through the trades, and the press asked the White House press secretary, "Hey, what was this meeting about?" And he said, "I'm not going to tell you. Right. I'm going to protect the president's private conversation." Wait a second. This is the leader of the free world meeting with some very influential people who are also donors, and you're going to keep it a secret. Well, that raises all kinds of suspicions. Mm-hmm. So one of the things, of course, I believe was discussed, because Katzenberg was there, and we're talking about people that give millions to the Democrats, mm-hmm. was money. I mean, right. And I could see the president saying, look at what's at stake, you know. And now, this was before Scalia passed away, by the way. But, you know, the Republicans, we need to get the Senate back, God forbid. And so this is fundraising that the president has done, and I'm sure it's for the Democrat National Committee. It might be for super PACs. Maybe that's why it's a secret. But the thing that was discussed is keeping his Obamacare, open borders, and executive overreach in place. Because exactly. If there's a new president, along with the Republican Congress, this will all be overturned, and I'm sure that was part of the conversation. It could also be Will Smith might have been there, because he has said during his promotion of that controversial film Concussion that
right.
came out,
mm-hmm.
he said that he wants to go into politics. He said, you know, all this crazy talk about walls and Muslims are forcing me into the political arena, and what office does he see as the one he'd run for? Well, he says he's not interested in running for anything, similar to Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He's
right.
just as qualified as Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be running for president. He says, come on, what else would I run for? And so he may have sought advice from the ultimate, you know, in devious politics, and that may have been something. And then the third possibility that I thought of, and there may be a lot more things at this clandestine meeting, is that Obama was discussing with maybe his best contacts in Hollywood ideas for options for him after he leaves the Oval Office. You know, I mean, he and Michelle have appeared on entertainment shows more than all the other presidents and first ladies combined. They love their rock star persona. Maybe he wants to do a reality show, you know, Keeping Up with the Obamas. Maybe he wants to do feature films. But clearly, he's got all the connections in Hollywood that he needs, and they'll give him anything he wants.
Exactly. Well, James Hurston has been with us. James, you mean to tell me that, you know, the press pool, they didn't understand when they were given a quarter, told to go out and buy some ice cream, that maybe they were being redirected there, huh?
Well, you know, some of them at least took the time to say, hey, look, there was a meeting. But the way they described it is that it was an off-the-record meeting.
Of course.
You know,
well, James, we're out of time, buddy. I appreciate it. Great, great insight as always. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor James Hurston.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.